This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Iran was the big topic today at the White House and at the Democratic presidential debate in Des Moines, Iowa. We'll hear from both places in this part of the program. First, the White House, where President Bush held a news conference this morning, one day after a report that says Iran stopped work on its nuclear weapons program 4 years ago. That's the conclusion of the latest national intelligence estimate. And reporters asked the president why he has continued to talk about Iran's nuclear weapons program months after U.S. intelligence agencies drew that conclusion. They also asked how administration policy might change now that the NIE has become public. Well, Mr. Bush said policy won't change, and he viewed the report as a confirmation that pressure on Iran had worked. More now from NPR's Don Gagne.
For years, President Bush has been saying in a tone of absolute certainty that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. Now he's been contradicted by a new report from his own intelligence agencies. Yet Mr. Bush told reporters at the White House today he has not changed his mind about the threat posed by Iran. The president said there was danger in Tehran's determination to build civilian nuclear power plants.
Here's what we know. We know that there still trying to learn how to enrich uranium. We know that enriching uranium is an important step in a country whose desire was to develop a weapon.
In recent months, the president has talked about what he sees as Iran's goals in the strongest terms. Here's President Bush from just 7 weeks ago.
If you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
That was in October. Today he was asked if, when he said that, had he already gotten indications from U.S. intelligence officials that Iran had ended its nuclear weapons program 4 years earlier. He responded that he'd only been made aware of that fact last week. He did add, however, that in August, a couple of months before he made the World War III comment, the director of national intelligence told him they had some new information on Iran. Here's how the president described that meeting and that information today.
He didn't tell me what the information was. He did tell me it was going to take a while to analyze.
And the president insists that what others see as a gap between his past statements and the new report should be seen as confirmation of his belief that Iran once covertly sought nuclear weapons, and that, he says, is an indication that it could do so again. He noted that to this day, Iran has not acknowledged that it ever had such a weapons program. That, Mr. Bush said, gets to the question of trust. At the news conference, the president was also asked about how much he can trust the intelligence he receives. The questioner here is ABC News's Martha Raddatz.
Why should you trust this intelligence since it's different than 2005? Why should you trust this anymore?
Well, you know, I'm, without getting into sources and methods, I believe that the intelligence community has made a great discovery, and they've analyzed the discovery, and it's now part of our government policy.
Then there were questions about the president's own credibility with the American people, how he once spoke of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that were never found, and how he has more recently been discussing another crisis scenario with regard to Iran. So is there a credibility gap, he was asked? The president said no, that he was feeling spirited and good about life, and that nothing in this new intelligence report had changed his opinion about his approach to Iran. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.